And they say it's pouring. They say if a cow eats enough of it, it'll kill it. I've had some cows pouring in time, and the trained people used to say, well, get that ivy down on that bank. She'd eat some ivy. And you'd make some strong coffee out of this old grain coffee you used to have. Of course, the coffee we have now wouldn't do them no good. Some kind of old mixture or something.
Yeah.
Pour it down them. Talk to them. Sometime you could say you want. Sometime you didn't.
Have you ever seen a lot of fruit trees growing together? You say you had a big...
You mean in bunches?
Right, just a lot of fruit trees growing together.
Yeah. I had four peach trees around here that they just grew up. Peaches got right in June, but they're all dead now. Clusters.
If you just had a whole field full of...
Well, that would be an orchard.
Right. Would you ever have any of those around here?
No, not much. People didn't have much fruit orchards around here. They'd have a few trees, but nobody had an orchard. Now, the first closest peach orchard that I know of now is up here on Scott Mountain, about 10, 12 miles from here.
So you got a mountain around here?
Well, there's a place up there they call Scott Mountain. It's pretty hilly back up there, old Riderwood. Go out from Butler to Riderwood Drive, get out over there.
That's it. You remember talking about fruit. Do you remember what kind of tree it was that George Washington was supposed to cut down?
Yeah, he cut the cherry tree.
What, on the cherry, you know, that hard inside part of it?
Mm-hmm.
What do you call that?
Well, they call it the heart, I reckon. I don't know. I never had much experience with cherry trees.
What about that hard inside part of the peach?
Well, they call it the pit. Some of them do. Some just call it a peach seed.
Right. Y'all have this kind of peach around here that the meat's real tight against the seed?
Yeah, they call that a press peach. And the one at the... When you get ripe, they turn that loose. It's a clear seed.
Is there any difference in the taste?
Yeah. That press, it never do get good and soft like that clear seed.
I see. What about the part of the apple that's left after you eat around it? That's just the
core.
Do people around here ever slice up apples or slice up peaches and let them sit out and dry?
Yeah, they dry them. Used to dry them a long time ago, lots, but they about quit.
What did they use that for?
Well, they'd make apple tarts and pies and things in the wintertime with it. You know, take sugar and stuff, cook them up. It was good.
Go ahead.
Now you can go to the store and I reckon still buy dried apples. I don't know. I guess you can.
Did women ever, or did your wife ever make something in a deep dish for dessert, like she had some peaches or apples, you know, and have a big thick crust to it, running all through it?
Yeah. Now they call them peach pies. They got the one now they call it peach cobbler. Apple pie.
Is a cobbler, is that the same as...
I think it is. It's just a... People change.
Yeah. Right.
I never heard it called nothing but a peach pie until I was an old man and got to calling it cobbler now. It's the same thing.
Right.
My sister-in-law gave me a piece to bring home with me Saturday down there in Washington County. And it was just peach pie because I ate it that night.
Yes, sir.
Just a small piece.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What, have you ever, this expression,